Hagen.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Hutchinson, Kansas, the site of the 3A State Basketball Championships, where we bring you a heavyweight showdown in the girls' semifinals. It's Goodland, the defending champs, and the Eagles of Silver Lake. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Brandon Salmon with you, Trenton Craxner alongside, and Colin Fellkamp, our studio producer. Well, I said it. It is a heavyweight showdown between two of the best in the state. You got the defending champs and the Cowgirls of Goodland who come in undefeated. They got a win over Frontenac in the semifinals, or correction, the quarterfinals earlier this week. That was on Wednesday, 53-48. Silver Lake, they ran away past Santa Fe Trail in their opener, winning that one in big-time fashion, 72-41. Trenton, let's bring you alongside again. A heavyweight showdown, a rematch of last year's semifinals, where Goodland was able to win it 59-53. The Eagles, I'm sure, have revenge on the mind, and you can argue this Goodland team, 37 straight wins coming in. That is the longest current winning streak in the state, boys and girls, all classifications. You can argue that Silver Lake tonight has arguably the best team in the state on both sides and in all classes.
Yeah, and, I mean, don't be fooled. Silver Lake was a one-loss team, and they barely lost last year in this semifinal matchup to Goodland. So this is going to be a tight game, and, you know, you have to think Goodland, you know, ran through the competition this year, had a close one with Frontenac, but they had a big lead, and they just kind of held on at the end. But they're big. Like you told me yesterday when we were kind of talking before the Perry game, they kind of look like a JUCO team with all that size that they have, and they got a couple commits, one for volleyball, and then they got someone going to Fort Hays State, and it's going to be a good one, though.
Cowgirls at 24-0. They have won 37 straight games, longest winning streak in the state, all classes, boys and girls, making their 10th overall appearance in the Final Four. This is their 13th state tournament appearance, looking to get to their 6th state championship game. Obviously would be the first since last year. On the other side for Silver Lake, 16th state tournament appearance. They have 6 state championships. They're looking for their first since 2016, also looking for their 8th title game appearance, and they are in their 12th Final Four, the first one since 2016. It's a heavyweight showdown, Silver Lake and Goodland. Winner gets Cheney in the finals tomorrow. Cheney upset top seed Phillipsburg earlier today in the first semifinal, 58-49. So the winner gets Cheney. The loser will get Phillipsburg for third place tomorrow. Nonetheless, we'll bring you all the action. We'll take a quick timeout, 60 seconds. We'll come back in 60 seconds, get you the starting lineups and the tip-off for Silver Lake and Goodland. Coming up next here on KNZA.
Gambino's Pizza, right off Circle Drive in Silver Lake, wants you to get in on the action of Pizza Madness, the epic bracket matchup of Meat Cravers versus Chicken Alfredo Pizza. Go to the Gambino's Pizza Silver Lake Facebook page to vote for your favorite one. You may enter a chance for a free medium one-topping pizza, with the winner announced March 13th. Everyone that comments is eligible to win a $250 pizza party at the end of the Pizza Madness bracket. Gambino's Pizza in Silver Lake, cheering on Silver Lake at state basketball in Hutchinson. Go Lady Eagles! Silver Lake Bank was established in 1909 and is still in full operation at the original building on Railroad Street in Silver Lake. Silver Lake Bank cares about you, the consumer, with digital banking available, savings and investments, also business credit lines, or if you're needing to pick up a real estate loan. Contact Silver Lake Bank today at 785-582-4651 or visit their website at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Land Radio.
Silver Lake and Goodland coming up here momentarily with a spot in the state championship on the line. Brandon, Colin, and Trenton all with you. Let's get to the starting lineups, and we'll start with the number one team in the state, reigning champs, the Cowgirls of Goodland at 24-0. 37 straight wins. They go like this here to start tonight's game. It'll be Haley Bierman, a 5'5 junior, who had 2 points and 7 assists in the Frontenac win on Wednesday. Jaxie Mitchick, a 5'9 junior who had 6 points and 9 rebounds against Frontenac. Selexa Weeder is a 6-foot senior, the Fort Hays State commit, who's averaging 22 points per game. Lindsey Cure is a 6'1 senior, a Division II volleyball commit at Regis University outside of Boston. And then Olivia Lehman, a 6-foot senior, 10 points in the win against Frontenac on Wednesday. So it's Bierman, Mitchick, Weeder, Cure, and Lehman for Bill Bierman, the reigning SIK, Sports in Kansas, all classes, Coach of the Year. for Kyle Porter in Silver Lake at 23-1, coming off the quarterfinal win against Santa Fe Trail. Same starters that we saw on Wednesday. Mariah Farmer, a 5'6 senior at 6 points per game. Taylor Ross, a 6 foot senior at 7 points per game. You got the cousins, Cabrin and McKinley Krueger. Cabrin, the 5'7 junior, McKinley, the 5'6 senior, and then Kinsey McDaniel, a 6'1 junior, 14.5 points per game. She had a near double with 10 points and 9 boards in the win over Santa Fe Trail on Wednesday night. Maroon uniforms, road styles for Silver Lake, all white uniforms for the home team and defending champs Goodland. It's the Cowgirls, it's the Eagles. Cheney awaits in the state championship game tomorrow afternoon. Thank you so much for tuning in. Trenton, Colin, and Brandon with you. The tip is up, and Goodland the opening possession. They go from left to right, and we are underway. Right out of the gate, man-to-man defense here for Silver Lake. They get it to Weeder at the top of the key. Left side it goes to Bierman. Now to the elbow. This is Cure. It's away in a turnover. A steal for Silver Lake here early. 20 seconds in, no score. First possession here for the Eagles. Goodland won the matchup last year in the semifinals, 59-53. Revenge on the mind here tonight for Silver Lake, trying to get back to a championship game. Good defense, though, here for the Cowgirls to start man-to-man, nearly forcing a turnover, but Silver Lake able to keep the possession alive. This is Krueger at the point. Now basketball here with Farmer. Farmer drives, short corner left, picks it up there, bouncing it to Cabrin. Krueger's shot is blocked, but a foul. And Cabrin Krueger to the free throw line to shoot a pair to start the game.
Yeah, it was a nice feed on the backdoor cut, and Selecta Weeder went up, but had a little bit of ball, but also had some arm in there, and that's a big foul for someone that averages 22 points per game, picking up 1:47 seconds into the game. So Lake will take the first lead of the game.
Cabrin Krueger knocks in the first free throw, first point in the game, 76% foul shooter during the season, had 2 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists in the Santa Fe Trail win on Wednesday. Second free throw short, rebound for Goodland. Eagles a 1-0 lead coming up on a minute into this opening quarter. Cheney awaits in the title game tomorrow. Phillipsburg awaits in the third-place game. They go inside, and a shot is up. Might have slipped out of the hands. Here underneath, and the Eagles gather the miss. Silver Lake 1-0 their lead, just a minute plus into this ball game. This is Farmer with the basketball, and she had it ripped away, and a steal for Bierman. Turnover by the Eagles. Still 1-0, 1:20 into the game. Quickly they go inside. This is Lehman. Shot no good, but a foul. The 6 foot senior Olivia Lehman set to shoot two, a chance to give Goodland their first lead here at 6:37 to go in the first. Lehman, 10 points, 3 rebounds, had a couple of blocks in the win against Frontenac on Wednesday. She hits the first free throw, and we're tied at one apiece. Second free throw, no good, but an offensive rebound, stuck back up and in by the Fort Hays State commit to Lexa Weeder, and she gives the Cowgirls their first lead at 3-1, 90-plus seconds into the game. Silver Lake into the front court here with McKinley Krueger, picks it up, now dumps it to Ross at the point. She wants to dive, take it all the way to the hoop, a lot of contact, out of bounds, Ross last to touch, and it will be Goodland basketball.
Yeah, and they started man the first couple of sessions. They went to that big 1-3-1 zone. We talked about their length and size that they have and forced a turnover out of that.
Lindsey Cure, the 6'1 senior, bringing it into the front court, a D2 volleyball commit. Top of the key, it goes to Bierman. Bierman's dad, the head coach for the Cowgirls, reigning coach of the year for all classes. There's a missed shot by Bierman, a rebound for McDaniel, and Silver Lake pushing the tempo. Here's Farmer right side on the wing, works it back to the top of the key. 5:50 to go first quarter, 3-1, the Goodland lead. This is Cabrin Krueger inside, McDaniel shot no good. And a rebound for Goodland and a foul against Taylor Ross. A little too physical on the backside, and Ross picks up her first. And the second team foul against Silver Lake. So now the Eagles will show a little bit of pressure here in the full court. I'm backing off, going man-to-man, as Cure will bring it into the front court here from left to right. Guarded by Ross, picks it up at the top of the key, looking left, still looking left, gets it off here to Bierman. 2.5 minutes into this game, Goodland down to a 3-1 lead. They set it up here for Weeder, a deep three, nothing but bottom. Alexa Weeder from downtown. She's got five up to six Goodland points and a five-point advantage here for the Cowgirls. Not quite 3 minutes into this game. Left subs for both teams. Next dead ball. Here's McKinley Kruger. Long pass into the corner. Deep three. It's Cabrin missing as it was halfway down and out. Goodland gets the rebound, and the Cowgirls have the momentum here early. Here's Bierman into the front court left, guarded by Farmer. Top of the key to Lehman, a deep three. That is way short. It's an air ball out of bounds. Silver Lake getting the ball back as Kaylin Haney will check in here for the Eagles. And some new players in as well. Jacelyn Herenick, a 5'5 junior, is into the game for the Cowgirls. And also into the game is Haley Blocklinger. So two new faces in for the Cowgirls. 6-1, Goodland's lead at 4:45 to go in the first. Ross surrounded in the paint. She falls to the floor and is fouled. As Herenick, who just came into the game, will pick up her first. And team foul number two. McDaniel inside, a little turnaround, rattles in. Kinsey McDaniel, the first field goal for Silver Lake. They cut it to within three, and now they force a turnover here in the full court. Good defense there and pressure by Mariah Farmer. Goodland 6, Silver Lake 3, 4:38 to go, first period. The Eagles have a chance here in the front court as they get it into Cabrin Kruger. Now the Goodland Cowgirls set up in a zone defense here. Right side pass, this is Farmer on the wing. Back up top to McKinley Kruger. She was hot in the quarterfinals, missing a three and a rebound for Goodland. She had four threes in the second quarter where they scored 32 to blow the game open against Santa Fe Trail. Here's a hard drive by Bierman, and she is bumped and fouled. I think it's on the floor before the shot. Team foul number three against the Eagles. And they get McKinley Kruger with her first. As Jaxie Michik checks back into the game. And then we'll see Kaylee Dider, who had a real good game against Santa Fe Trail, checking in first time here for Silver Lake. They set it up beautifully on the inbounds, but a missed shot inside. Dider rips away the rebound, but they call a jump ball, and the possession arrow will give it back to Silver Lake. And we have an injured cowgirl on the floor.
Yeah, on the tie-up, got ripped away by the Silver Lake player. Blocklinger's head bounced off the floor and probably going to be taken out to get checked, maybe. But
looks okay.
She's fine, but she's definitely going to get checked out.
Yeah, they got to take her off the floor.
The trainer's going to come down from the stands that they provide here and probably give her a little concussion-like check.
Here's Haney, her first touch for Silver Lake. Gets it to midcourt here with her. And then Farmer here in the front court. Halfway into this first quarter, a 6-3 Goodland lead. Here's Dider in the corner once again left, darting a pass inside, a whistle and a foul. Team foul number three against the Cowgirls. And they got Jordan Owens just checked into the game for Blocklinger. Another deflected pass out of bounds here by Michik. Pace has slowed down a little bit. 6-3, Goodland advantage. At 3:57 to go in the opening quarter. Winner to a state championship game tomorrow. Loser will play for third against Phillipsburg. Cheney awaits in the title game. There's a good defensive effort inside, and Cure grabbing the miss. Cure taking it all the way. Her pass to the left corner is knocked out. Michik has it. Now this is Peterman. Fakes, drive, shot is rejected by Haney. And now three bodies hit the floor and a foul against Goodland.
And I think that's going to be on...
Let's see.
Horniak, I think. She was the one that was on the ground. It's going to be, if it is, it's her second.
Team foul number four. It is on Herenick. That is her second. She'll have to come off the floor. A 6-3 Cowgirls lead over Silver Lake at 3.5 minutes to go in the first. Here is Haney, high left. Goodland going back into his zone. They have so much length on the floor. Here is McKinley Kruger for three. You better believe it. McKinley Kruger from downtown ties the game from the right corner at 6-6. Here is Michik driving. Shot is short. McDaniel strong with the hands to grab the miss. Eagles pushing the tempo a little bit, now slowing it down with McKinley Kruger. Chance to take the lead here, more than halfway gone, first quarter. 59-53 was the Goodland win last year in this same exact ball game in the state semifinals. Goodland, the defending champs and the longest winning streak in the state, as we get a traveling call inside by McDaniel, a turnover by Silver Lake. Good energy by both teams early. A sub back in. We'll see a 5'5 freshman and another Bierman. This is Hope Bierman. Did not play in the first game against Frontenac on Wednesday. We'll get her first opportunity here in the state semis against Silver Lake. Here's Cure into the front court from left to right. Stops at the top of the key. Kruger went for a steal. But nonetheless, Mitchick has it. Now Cure from the top of the key. Rejected shot out of bounds, but it's saved. Here's Weider to the paint.
Ooh.
More contact again. McDaniel goes down, and I think they get McDaniel here with the foul.
That's going to be her second. She hit the floor hard there, too. That's her second foul.
That is a big second foul, as now McDaniel has to come off the floor as Taylor Ross is going to come back in. That is something to monitor, as McDaniel certainly is needed with all the length that Goodland provides. Here's Mitchick with the basketball. They set it up in the corner for Weider, who drives off balance. Shot is good. Difficult finish for Selecta Weider, who has seven. And it's 8-6 Goodland at 2:15 to go here in the first. Extend out that zone pressure a little bit. Haney with the ball fake. Left side it goes to Cabrin Kruger. Ross open underneath, and she puts it in for two. 8-8 tie at 2:05 to go in the first. Nice movement there, and Ross with the finish at the rim. Here's Weider, pass inside, shot rattles out. Cure trying to get the rebound, and a foul is called.
I think that's on Taylor Ross, which is her second. So
a shrug of the shoulders, say it all. They do get Ross, and that is her second.
So now you might be looking farther down the bench for some height, and looks like Mariah Farmer's going to come back in, but it'd be a comparatively small lineup for them.
Yeah,
Silver Lake compared to Goodland.
Yeah, it's a tough spot here right now for Kyle Porter. His two best post players on the bench right now with two fouls, and right inside a layup is missed. They had it set up perfectly, but Silver Lake catching a break. Here's Cabrin Kruger into the front court and a blocking foul.
Yeah,
and two shots coming up for Cabrin
Lehman's
Kruger.
Lehman's a lot of pain. I don't know if she got the wind knocked out of her or what.
And Olivia Lehman is down on the other end, and she is injured here for Goodland.
And the reason they didn't stop play is after she missed that layup, Silver Lake had a fast break. They had the numbers, and see Owens checked back in for her. I'm not for sure what's wrong with her. Maybe her ankle?
It looks like a foot or an ankle, but she was unable to get up, and she is down on the floor. We've got good pace here early. It's an 8-8 tie at 1:46 to go in the first quarter. Goodland and Silver Lake, number one versus number three. The spot in the state championship on the line is Lehman is up, and that's
her right, some with her
right foot or ankle,
yeah.
But she is putting no weight on that right foot, and that is a tough thing to see. Is it's hard to imagine with no weight being put on it that she comes back into this game, but I am no medical expert whatsoever. I will put that on the record.
She has the other point outside of Weider so far. She went 1-2 at the line.
Well, that takes one of the 3 6-footers.
Yeah.
You know, that's in the starting lineup off the floor, so that helps a little bit for Silver Lake because, again, they got McDaniel and Ross both on the bench with two fouls. So that
you have to think one of them will probably come back in that the second quarter, probably trying to make it to the end of the quarter here. But, yeah, Lehman, 10 points on the win against Frontenac the other night. So
this will be Cabrin Kruger at the line as they check the right foot of Olivia Lehman on the Goodland sideline. And the first free throw from Cabrin Kruger is up and good. And she's got two early points. Silver Lake retaking the lead. It's 9-8. Once again, 1:46 to go in this opening period. Cabrin again. Got the kind touch. They call it a shooter's touch. She goes 2 for 2 and has 3. 10-8. Silver Lake by 2. 1:40 to go, and they nearly force a turnover. But Mitchick has it. Now they get it to the top of the key with Cure. Left side, Weider, a 3. Yes. Looks good from the jump, and she's got 10. 11-10. Silver Lake down one, and 90 seconds to go. Weider taking over here for the Cowgirls in this first period. Here's Cabrin Kruger bouncing one inside, but to the wrong team. It's taken away by Haley Bierman. Turnover by the Eagles. Here's Bierman, far sideline into the front court from left to right. And Cure chasing it down, but able to get it into her teammate, Mitchick. So now, slowing it down. Here's Cure at the free throw line, puts it on the dribble, dives in, sets it, fires, nearly banked it in, no good. Rebound for Silver Lake. 11-10, Goodland, under a minute to go in this first quarter. Here's Cabrin Kruger, left side on the wing. Goodland going man here. They have switched it up nicely throughout course of the first quarter defensively. Here's Haney putting Weeder on the dribble. They set it up for Farmer in the corner for three. Yes! Mariah Farmer, a triple. 13-11, Silver Lake. 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Long pass to Weeder, the hot hand again. Oh, man. Weeder, another three. 13 in the quarter. 14-13, Goodland with 20 seconds to go. Here's Haney, just in front of midcourt, puts it on the dribble, long pass, Cabrin Kruger, another one, not this time, and a rebound for Cure. 8 seconds to go here for Goodland. Can they get some points to close the quarter? Here's Bierman, driving, elbow jump shot, no good, tipped around, rebound Silver Lake, and that takes us to the end of what was a fantastic and exciting first quarter. Multiple ties and lead changes. The defending champs, Goodland 14, Silver Lake 13. Back after this, MSC Sports Radio Network.
Spring into summer with a new smile. Mitchell Dental is offering $1,000 off Invisalign treatment. Invisalign clear aligners aren't your grandma's braces. They straighten your teeth without all the wires and brackets cluttering your smile. And you can eat whatever you want during treatment, even carameled apples. Request your initial consultation at MitchellDental.com. That's MichelDental.com.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you. Whether you're looking for new equipment or expanding your current operation, Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at stockgrowers.biz, in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake.
Hanzaland Radio.
Silver Lake and Goodland, a one-point game as we get set to start the second quarter. Cowgirls in front, 14-13. Well, what's keeping the Cowgirls in front right now is Talexa Weeder. She has 13 of the 14 points. She's hit three threes so far. A little more balance for the Eagles, but nonetheless, it was a pretty impressive 8 minutes for both teams.
Yeah, and, you know, Silver Lake kind of running that little trap zone kind of thing where they extend out in the pressure, but I even Talexa Weeder on the backside knocked down three threes pretty much from the same wing right in front of that the Silver Lake bench. You know, Kyle Porter's probably saying, hey, she's got as many points as we do, and we're only down one. So find her and make someone else beat us right now.
Here we go. Start of the second quarter. Goodland with the basketball. Weeder, just mentioning her with 13 of the 14. They dump it inside, and a shot is good. Well-executed play to start. It's Mitchick for two, and it's 16-13 Cowgirls. First possession of the second quarter here, and now there's a steal at midcourt. Owens has it. She goes coast-to-coast, banks it in. Jordan Owens for two, and just like that, a 4-0 start for the Cowgirls. It's 18-13, 30 seconds into this second. Here's the Eagles with the basketball once again. Down five, here's Haney diving in, good pass, shot is up, it rolls off the rim, and a rebound for Goodland. They got the momentum here early in the second quarter. Here's Mitchick into the front court, stops, and now Owens fires, nearly banked it in, Cure the offensive rebound, she puts it in. Lindsey Cure, a big boost there, and it's now 20-13. Kyle Porter has seen enough, and he takes a 30-second timeout. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. But, man, just that quickly, the Cowgirls blowing it open. I shouldn't say that. It's not quite the case, but they look good here in the first 55 seconds of the second.
Yeah, it kind of looks like Southeast Saline last night against Perry kind of caught that second win to start the second quarter. They just got on a roll, and you know, hopefully for Silver Lake, I'm like Harry was unable to do last night, you can halt it and get back into the game early here. And, you know, but you're missing Taylor Ross, a 6-foot senior, and 6'1" junior, Kenzie McDaniel. Both have two fouls on the bench right now. And, you know, the Weeder hasn't even taken a shot yet. And I said, find someone else to beat you. And three different girls have scored so far for Goodland.
Yeah, Talexa Weeder going into this quarter was the only player that had made a shot for Goodland. She was 5-for-5 in the first quarter and 3-for-3 from three. But nonetheless, a couple other girls getting involved here for the Cowgirls. Kier has a bucket. Owens has a bucket. Nonetheless, a 6-0 start in 55 seconds in this second quarter for the defending champions, the Cowgirls. And now Kier at midcourt knocks it away from Kruger. Kruger gets it back. This is Cabrin, but having some trouble here with Kier defending. Nonetheless, they get it finally to Farmer into the front court. Farmer ball fake, a near steal. This is Cabrin Kruger and a foul.
That's on Weider. That's her second. So
Weider's going to pick up her second foul. That's going to send Perenik back to the scorer's table to check in, assuming that Weider comes out. And she will after picking up that second foul. But as you see right now, you both still have McDaniel on the bench, but Ross is in the game with two fouls. McDaniel again on the bench with two as well. Here's Cabrin Kruger, skips it right side to Farmer on the wing. A near steal, good defensive there, or a defensive play by Bierman, and now Bierman forcing a turnover. So Goodland extending out their pressure, and they're really doing a good job of mixing things up. It seems like every other possession, it's a defensive, or it's a different defensive alignment. We've seen man, they go to zone, they extend it out, they bring the pressure. It's just really well mixed in so far for the Cowgirls, and right now the Eagles having some trouble on the offensive end. 90 seconds into the second quarter, 7-point Goodland lead at 20-13, and Ross comes away with a steal inside. Good defense by Taylor Ross. Here's Haney into the front court. Heavy pace, right side kick, Farmer open for three, short, and Goodland to rebound with one. Quick one-and-done possession there for Silver Lake. 20-13 Goodland, 2 minutes into the second quarter. Here's Horenick, dumping it inside. Owen shot blocked from behind by Haney. A rebound for Ross. Back-to-back good defensive possessions here for Silver Lake. Can they get some points here on the offensive end? Here is Kruger. This is Cabrin for three. Toilet bowl spin, and it's in. Six down for Cabrin Kruger, and a big shot for the Eagles. They're back to within four at 20-16. Here's Blocklinger with the basketball. Left side pass to Michik. Michik puts it on the dribble, stops on the left wing. Gets it right side. This is Bierman. Bierman holding it over her head. Gets it to Blocklinger at the elbow. Back up top to Michik. Now looking. Blocklinger. Backdoor pass. Layup. Spins out. No good. Kerenick would want that one back. And now Silver Lake pushing down four. Not quite 3 minutes into this second quarter. 20-16 Goodland. Here's Haney. Top of the key. Guarded by Bierman. Between the legs. Drive. Layup is good. How about Haney with a nice finish? She had 14 in the quarterfinal win. Her first points tonight, it's 20-18. Silver Lake clawing themselves back into it. Now playing some great pressure here in the full court, a near 10 count, but Goodland gets it finally across midcourt, and now a deflected pass and a steal. Here's Taylor Ross, angles right, stops on the wing, kicks it left here to Farmer. Farmer drives, is bumped by Owens, and a foul is on the floor.
Yeah, but it's going to put him in the 1-on-1. That was the seventh foul on team foul on Goodland, but now Weider's coming back to the table, and that's Horenick. Third.
That is the third foul?
I believe, yeah.
Yeah, and Horenick, so that takes her off the floor.
And it should be 1-1, and I think it's going to be Mariah Farmer. She's the one. I think she's the one that drove that in there.
I think Goodland wants to take a timeout here. Bill Bierman's halfway on the floor, but the officials are meeting up here.
And
it is a 1-1.
Yeah, and looks like Coach Bierman's going to take a full one, but you know, Goodland, well, they're not making shots. They go man-to-man. So Silver Lake can get a shot there, and they don't have to deal with that 1-3-1 extended pressure. That's what's got them that little 5-0 mini spurt.
Silver Lake right back in it. It's been fun here in the first half. A timeout on the floor. We'll take it as well. 4:37 to go until halftime. Goodland 20, Silver Lake 18. We're back after this on KNZA.
Listen up, Stephen Herder with Truax Tree Service has something you need to hear.
This is Stephen Herder with Truax Tree Service. It's true that not a lot of places in Northeast Kansas can give you a lot of high quality work for low cost, but with Truax Tree Service, that's what you get. We offer solutions to problems that are out of your control, whether it's tree trimming and removal or stump grinding and brush clearing. Call me at 785-236-7651 for an affordable solution to Mother Nature's problems. We are True Price, we are True Character, we are Truax Tree Service.
Kansaland Radio.
4:37 to go until halftime. Defending champs Goodland 20, Silver Lake 18. Eagles looking for their first state championship since 2016. Cowgirls trying to repeat as the state champs. They have won 37 games in a row coming in, the longest winning streak, boys and girls, all classifications. Right now the Eagles have a nice little 5-0 spurt going. As we're not quite to the halfway point in this second quarter, and out of the timeout, Mariah Farmer set to shoot a 1-1. As they will be in the bonus, Silver Lake will the rest of this half at 4:37 to go. Farmer's hit a three so far And her free throw here is short. Goodland the rebound with Weider. Still 20-18. 4.5 minutes to go until halftime. Silver Lake showing some pressure here in the half court. They get it across midcourt here with Kier. Kier guarded by Ross. McDaniel still on the bench for Silver Lake with two fouls. Kier drives. Lefty shot banked in. Might have got away with a push off, but Kier now has four. It's 22-18. The lead is four for the Cowgirls. Here's Haney splitting two, bumped and fouled, and they get Kier here with her first. And Haney's going to shoot a 1-1. It's been a physical game so far and a lot of stoppages. Now the 13th total foul here in the first half as Sarah Worley's going to check in here for Silver Lake. Farmer gets a breather, and this puts Haney at the line for a 1-1.
Yeah, and the refs have done a fantastic job calling it, too, making sure it doesn't get too physical. But both teams like to play up and down. They like to get out on you and on the defensive side, too. So,
well, I told you before the broadcast, as Haney made the first free throw, so she gets the bonus. She had 14 in the win against Santa Fe Trail. I said before the broadcast, Haney could be a big X factor tonight. If you can get another 14 from her, you're going to give yourself a chance. 2-for-2 trip there for Haney. She's got four, and the lead is 2 for Goodland at 22-20 as we're nearing the halfway point of this second quarter. Here's Lindsey Kier into the front court. Gets it back to Weider up top. Pulls up from 17 straight on. That's a little strong off the heel. Tips around. Rebound for Goodland inside. And then throwing it away is Blocklinger. A turnover by Goodland. A 2 will tie. A 3 would give Silver Lake the lead. Here's Haney right side on the wing. Nice move. Gets to the paint. Shot is short. Tips around. Weider the rebound for Goodland. And Weider gets called for a push-off as Haney plays great defense. And now Talexa Weider has picked up her third foul at 3:35 to go in this half, and that'll bring back Michik into the game.
Yeah, and Haney,
that is a huge foul.
Yeah, and Haney missed it with the left, but she came up in pressure, and she was riding Weider, and I don't know if it was a frustration or...
But there was a clear push.
Yeah, I mean, Haney almost fell around, but I was going to say... It shouldn't be a 1-1 on offensive foul, should it?
No,
okay.
It should not.
They lined up like it was going to be free throws, but I was going to say, Kaylin Haney doesn't look like a freshman out there. She looks like a senior or a junior the way she kind of plays. She looks wise beyond her years, and she might be a big piece for Silver Lake in the future.
Well, speaking of Haney, a little pull-up. Left it short from 19, trying to fight for her own rebound, but she's blocked out there by Michik, and Michik brings it in. Speaking of Michik, into the front court, right side, on the wing. Up top it goes to Kier. Left side it goes to Hope Bierman, freshman guard, who just checked back into the game. Here's Michik, right side, to Hope's sister, Haley. Now they dump one inside, tips out of bounds, and last touch by Silver Lake. Good defense inside there by Dider, who just checked back in, and now McDaniel is coming back in after picking up the two early fouls. That is big for Silver Lake actually cutting into the deficit when McDaniel was on the bench.
And she's going to replace Ross, so one of them's going to stay in. They're kind of standing out.
No, and now McDaniel runs over a defender, or runs over, I should say,
Blocklinger,
and just like that, McDaniel now with three, and she has to come right back out.
Yeah, so your two leading scorers for each team is now sitting on the bench, but
wow.
I mean, McDaniel didn't just push her over. She was trying to get over the top of the screen, and Blocklinger fell over, and you have to call that, and
now inside, shot deflected, and Silver Lake gets it back. They get a steal. Here's Dider into the front court, dives in from the right wing, and probably tried too much there, and she turns it over. Here's Michik into the front court with heavy pace. Stops on the block. Shot is short off the window. Tipped around here to the three-point line. Haney diving for it. It's out of bounds, and it's Goodland basketball.
Yeah, I thought that it was right in front of us, and it was definitely off of Haney. But I thought they might get a foul call as she was fighting for that loose ball. And was changing some hands and shoves trying to get the ball. But she definitely touched it. It was right in front of us, though.
Well, Ross quickly checks back in, so they get a little bit more height on the floor as Dider comes out. It's a 22-20 Goodland lead at 2:48 to go in this half. It's been fun so far. Got to throw it in. Goodland finally gets it to Kier. In between the rings, out high. Hands it off to Michik at the top of the key. Man-to-man defense right now for Silver Lake. They're down two here late first half in the state tournament semifinal. Here's the freshman Hope Bierman with the basketball. Left side to her sister. That is Haley. Haley the elder, the 5'5 junior. Here's Michik at the elbow. Right side kick. Hope Bierman dives all the way in. Nobody picks her up and she lays it in. The freshman Hope Bierman did not play in the quarterfinal game on Wednesday. A bucket there makes it 24-20. Cowgirls at 2:15 to go in the half. Ross on the block. Gets by a defender for two. Taylor Ross. A second bucket for her. She's got four. 24-22 Goodland. 2 minutes to go until halftime. And this is all with McDaniel playing only a handful of minutes here in the first half with foul trouble. And now a travel is called inside by Blocklinger. And Silver Lake will get the possession back down two with 1:52 to go in the half. Ross is out. As they got to be careful with her as well because she has two fouls. We'll see Jordan Owens back in as well here for Goodland.
And you might just try and survive the last minute. 52 without Ross and McDaniel. Obviously, McDaniel has three now. Came back in and instantly picked up a foul. And then Ross with those two.
Worley out. Guider back in quickly. So Silver Lake with the basketball. Trailing Goodland 24-22 with under 2 minutes to go in the first half. It has been good so far between these two heavyweights. And now there's a steal at midcourt taken away by Blocklinger. She wants to go coast to coast and fouls from behind. She'll shoot two. Certainly a good defensive play by Dider and now making Blocklinger have to earn it at the line.
You got said to Dider, but you know, it's been very up fast and physical. It's been a high quality basketball game so far between these two teams and rematch from last year.
First free throw by Blocklinger is no good. Stays 24-22 Cowgirls at 1:39 to go in the half. Blocklinger had 2 points and a block against Frontenac. Only played 12 minutes in that quarterfinal game. And she gets the second one to fall. Quick sub as Kier is going to check back in here for the Cowgirls. Taking the spot of Blocklinger who just went 1-for-2 at the line. A 3-point Cowgirls lead at 25-22 at under 1:40 to go in the half. Brandon, Trenton, and Colin all with you here on KNCA. It's been a fun day of semifinal basketball across the landscape. Eagles with it in the maroon jerseys. Here's Kruger, right side Farmer. Back to McKinley Kruger for three, missing off the left rim. Cabron gets the rebound, and she is fouled. There wasn't a lot there, but they have been blowing the whistle all first half, and they get Michik with her first. And free throws coming up here for Cabrin Kruger. Team foul number 10, first free throw short by Cabrin Kruger. She's got six here in the first half, and she's now 3 of 5 at the line. Trying to get her team to within two, she does. So she goes 1-for-2, has seven. 25-23 Goodland at 1:15 to go in the half. Here's Haley Bierman into the front court, tipped away. Farmer has a steal. Here's Cabrin Kruger all the way, missing the layup in transition. Goodland gets the rebound. Now they want to push. Here's Haley Bierman, stops on the right wing, backed up, good defense there by Farmer. And now Kier at the top of the key, left side to Hope Bierman. Under a minute to go in this first half. Michik for three, swish. Jesse Michik from downtown. She's got five. 28-23. The lead is five for Goodland. 43 seconds to go in this half. See how Silver Lake wants to play it here down the stretch. Here's Farmer right side on the wing. Getting it to Haney at the elbow. Hot steps in the lane. Layup no good. Rebound for Kier. And Kier stops on a dime. And gets it into Michik into the front court here. 23 seconds and counting. 5-point lead for Goodland. They can play for the final shot. Big defensive possession here for the Eagles. Can they get a stop going into the break? Here's Michik just standing there. 4 steps in front of midcourt. 10 seconds to go. Here, right side, Hope Bierman. Into the corner with Haley Bierman. Touch pass inside, no good. Here gets the offensive rebound, missing it. Gets it back, another shot, no good. And the Eagles dodge a big-time bullet. Goodland had 3 point-blank shots at the rim in the final 4 seconds. None of them fall, and we're at the half. Trip to the state championship game on the line. It's Goodland, the defending champs, 28, Silver Lake, 23. Halftime show is next, presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton, on Highway 16, 28-23, our halftime score. We're back after this.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Kellerman Insurance, where our business is built on a foundation of thoughtful client relationships.
I'm Rob Wilson. I've been with Kellerman's for 16 years. I take care of the claims and work with customers to discuss options for their autos, motorcycles, boats, side-by-sides, along with classic cars and trucks. I want to be your local contact person when you have questions about your policy or claims, not the person that places you on hold till you get frustrated and hang up.
We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at kellermaninsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Seven at the under eight, time out, baby. Halftime is here. Goodland 28, Silver Lake 23. Trip to the state championship game on the line. Brandon Tamman joined by Trenton Craxer, Colin Feldkamp in studio. We'll dive into the numbers here momentarily, but I think a big headline here in the first half, both teams dealing with some foul trouble. A lot of whistles in the first half. Goodland, their best player, Talexa Weeder, with three fouls. You also have Horenick with three fouls as well. And then Silver Lake, they had to put McDaniel on the bench early, and then after sitting for a while, she comes back in, and before they're even able to throw it in, she picks up her third foul, has to go right back to the bench. She's almost a near non-factor in that first half, and yet you look up, and Silver Lake in it, only down five.
Yeah, and like you said, Mackenzie McDaniel, who's just outscoring McKinley Kruger for being the lead scorer, has played 5 minutes. She only has 2 points on two shots, but, you know, Talexa Weeder started the game 5 of 5 and 3 of 3 from downtown, but got her to pick up some fouls, and now it's just kind of an even ball game. You're not each team playing without leading score. And, you know, unfortunately, also for Goodland, Olivia Lehman went down with an injury. So one of your taller players that kind of does some of the dirty work. And, you know, it's a very even game, but Goodland's hit one more three and made four more field goals overall, and they hold a five-point lead. But it's a very close, competitive game. It's going to come down to the wire just like it did last year.
Well, again, the rebound numbers kind of stand out, too. Goodland out-rebounding Silver Lake by 10, 22-12. The rebound advantage for Goodland in the first half, and mentioning the shooting numbers again, Goodland went 11 of 30 from the floor, 36.7%. They went 4 for 5 from 3. Law of averages are probably going to tell you that that number comes down, but you can't, if you're Silver Lake, allow Goodland to hit 80% of their threes in the second half. And then they were 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Now for Silver Lake, they shot 7 of 20 at 35%. So again, Goodland took 10 more shots in the first half. They made 4 more than Silver Lake. Eagles were 3 of 8 from 3 and 6 of 9 at the free throw line. So again, just looking at the shooting numbers, you would think maybe Goodland has a little bit more of a lead, but that's not the case. Nonetheless, we got a 5-point game here at the half. Let's go through some of the individual numbers. And we did mention, again, Talexa Weeder, who has 3 fouls, but was 13 points, the leading scorer in the first half for both sides. She was 5 of 6 from the floor, 3 of 3 from downtown. She added 4 rebounds as well. Also for Goodland after that, they got 5 from Jaxie Michik. They got 4 from Lindsay Cure. And they got 2 points apiece from Hope Bierman and Jordan Owens. And they got 1 point apiece from Olivia Lehman and Haley Blocklinger. For Silver Lake in the first half, led by Kay Brent Kruger, she had 7. She hit a 3, but a lot of it was from the free throw line. She was 4 for 6 at the line. 4 points apiece for Taylor Ross and Kaylin Haney. They had 3 points from Mariah Farmer and also McKinley Kruger, and then they had 2 points from Kinsey McDaniel, again, who was saddled with some early foul trouble. Only played 5 minutes in that first half. Again, our halftime score, Goodland 28, Silver Lake 23. Take another timeout. Second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
DSB is now paying 3.94% on new CDs and IRAs open for 1 or 2 years. That's a 4.0% annual percentage yield with a $500 minimum opening. Brand new depositors are welcome at any DSB location.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square. Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is committed to providing fast and friendly hometown service. Staffed with experienced and personal pharmacists that treat you like a friend and take the time to answer your questions. With additional downtown locations at the Onega Pharmacy and West Farm in Westmoreland, as well as Tallgrass in Topeka. They have your convenience in mind and are proud to be local pharmacists that you can trust and feel good about. And because of their growth, you get more insurance, Medicare, and copay options. Caring beyond just prescriptions in Onega, Westmoreland, Topeka, and Medical Pharmacy, next to the hospital in Holton.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Brandon Trenton and Colin all with you, getting set to start the second half here at the 3A State Tournament. Semi-final matchup between Silver Lake and defending champs Goodland. Cowgirls in front, 28-23 over the Eagles as we get set to start the second half. Again, both teams battling some foul troubles. Goodland has had the advantage in the rebound department. But again, Kenzie McDaniel only playing 5 minutes for Silver Lake, and yet Eagles, I think, are fortunate to be in this position, certainly right in this game.
Yeah, and like you said, we had the official stat sheet, which was real nice. She only played 5 minutes and only 2 points, but had some other players step up. Cabrin, Kruger, you know, everyone kind of chipped in. Someone, I think, when I was looking over that sort of like bench, she was sitting down, and she's going to come out with those 3 fouls to start. She's got to be extremely careful, but same with Alexa Weeder on the other side with 3 fouls. But I think we're in for a good one. They might tighten it up. They might let some more go. We'll have to see. But both star players for each team has 3 fouls, and you're going to have to figure out a way to not foul. because they're going to be needed down the stretch in this tight basketball game right here.
Trip to the state championship on the line. Goodland by five as we start the second half. Silver Lake will have the opening possession now going from left to right. Here's Farmer, Kruger, left corner, triple. You better believe it. Kay Bryn Kruger, another three. She's got 10. Good start for Silver Lake. Back to within two. 28-26. Goodland's first possession here in the second half, going from right to left. Here is Owens, who gets a second half start. Left side, Michik, getting to the elbow. Owens, a right elbow jump shot, missed everything. Tipped around, fighting for it. Cure, and finally, Silver Lake comes away with it with Taylor Ross. Silver Lake can tie or take the lead. They'll go for the lead. Kruger! Kay Brent Kruger from downtown. She's got 13, and just like that, the Eagles take the lead a minute into the third period.
And the exact same spot, it was her cousin McKinley Kruger there, now against Santa Fe Chola, hit four, and she's already got three, and that's a little backdoor play to cure here.
Get it off to Owens. They have to kick it back out. Good defense in the post there by Silver Lake. They go back to cure on the block. McDaniel has to be careful. They set it up. Bierman for three. This one a little strong off the heel. Offensive rebound, though, for Michik. She throws it back up. Another strong one. Owens, an offensive rebound, left it short. Finally, a third miss, and McDaniel clears it for Silver Lake. Into the front court, Farmer. Silver Lake by one. 90 seconds into this third quarter. Oh, Kruger wanted it again, but was closed out quickly. Farmer, a drive, kicks it back. McKinley to Cabrin for three. Not this time short. Ross, the offensive rebound, missing a second chance. And finally, Goodland clears this one. Here's Bierman into the front court near sideline, being chased by Farmer. Had it knocked away by Farmer and a steal. Here's McKinley Kruger down the middle, going all the way and rejected out of bounds by Cure. Eagles keep the possession. Nearly 2 minutes into this third quarter, Silver Lake has the lead at 29-28.
Yeah, not smart to challenge a D2 volleyball commit like that, unless you're going to get into her body and create some contact there, which you didn't. But how about Cabrin Kruger straight on?
Oh, tried another one. It missed and left it short, but Kier gets the rebound. I can understand the heat check for sure. As a former shooter myself from back in the day, when it's hot, it's hot, but not that time. Kier drives, a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Ross, and that's her third. So now Ross joins McDaniel with three fouls apiece. 5:48 to go, third quarter. 29-28, Silver Lake by one. They began this quarter on a 6-0 run, thanks to two threes by Cabrin Kruger. We'll see Blocklinger back into the game. Kier's going to come out. Then we also see Hrenik, who has three fouls, check back in as well. Here's Blocklinger inside, deflected out of bounds, and last touched, I believe, by McDaniel. It'll stay here with the Cowgirls. This is Weider to throw it in, left side of her own backboard, staring down Cabrin Kruger. And they get it into the post, and Ross takes it away. Somehow, through the bodies, Ross comes away with a steal. Silver Lake back into the front court with a one-point lead. Farmer calling out the signals, being guarded by Bierman. Farmer puts it on the deck, backs it out behind the back dribble. Long pass into the corner, McDaniel inside, layup good. Yes, sir. How about it for McDaniel? She's got four. 31-28, Silver Lake by a tray. And now Farmer takes it away, and a shot is no good, but a foul. What a defensive play by Farmer in the backcourt, and the foul's going to be on Bierman. Well, don't look now. The momentum is heavily in favor of Silver Lake here in the third. Couple subs back in. Cure has to come right back in. As Owens comes out, also back in is the freshman, Hope Bierman. 5:14 to go in this third. 31-28, Silver Lake. Now they bounce one inside, get it back to Farmer for two. Misfiring on a long two-pointer from the right wing. Goodland clears it. 3-point Silver Lake lead, 3 minutes into the third. Weider steps into a deep one, short. It's an air ball, and McDaniel rips away the rebound, and she's got to be careful with the elbows inside. Nonetheless, no call. Silver Lake has it back in a three-point advantage. Here's Kruger, right side to Farmer. Farmer all the way. Scoop layup, no good, but a whistle and a foul, and Farmer's going to shoot two. Farmer has 3 points in the game. She's 0-for-1 at the line. Silver Lake is on an 8-0 run here to start the third, and they lead it by three. Farmer trying to extend on it. And she missed everything on the first free throw. It is an air ball. She'll get a second.
Yeah,
Michick's going to check back in here for Goodland.
56% free throw. She's 0 for 2, and she didn't draw anything but oxygen there. And, you know,
some tired legs at this point. Second miss, but McDaniel gets the rebound. Haney's back in. She's got it on the left wing. So Silver Lake gets bailed out by a McDaniel offensive rebound. Haney drives. Shot rejected underneath. But they say it was last touch or it wasn't touched on the Haney shot. She left it short. And Goodland gets it back. 4:36 to go, third quarter. 31-28, Silver Lake by a tray. Goodland has won 37 straight games. It's the longest winning streak in the state. The defending champs getting everything here in a rematch with Silver Lake in the semifinals. Here's Weider, the Fort Hays State commit, who scored 13 of the first 14 points. And she drives and missing a shot through some trees. And a rebound for Silver Lake. Here's McKinley Kruger off to Haney. Hesitation dribble behind the back. Gets into the paint. Kicks it to Farmer in the corner. Puts it back to the wing. Closed out there by Weider defensively. 4 minutes down and 4 minutes to go. Quarter number three. State tournament semifinal. Goodland trailing Silver Lake 31-28. Farmer over the top inside. They had it set up for McDaniel, but too much on the pass and out of bounds it goes.
Yeah, and McDaniel will probably tell you she probably should have caught that one, hit her in the hand. It was a good pass and she had she's being fronted, so she had the position. She's going to turn scores, got a catch first and break there for Goodland. They're going to get a quick timeout.
Good
30.
So Goodland takes a quick 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 3:51 to go, third quarter. Silver Lake, an 8-0 run. So they go from down 5, and they're currently up 3 here. Just past the halfway points at quarter number 3. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. But, man, nonetheless, what a start here in the third quarter. Kaybren Kruger's been the story. She's hit 3 threes, has 13 points. But having McDaniel on the floor, as long as she's not picking up that fourth foul, anytime soon, it is a huge difference for Silver Lake.
Yeah, especially on the offensive, or the glass in general. They got out rebounded by 10, but she only played 5 minutes, so I think those numbers are a little skewed because she's grabbing nearly nine rebounds a game, so she's almost a double double for you. So she's been a lot more one and done on this Goodland offensive glass down here with her on the floor. So as long as she avoids picking up that fourth, got to feel very confident on your rebounding on the defensive side.
All right, out of the timeout, Silver Lake on the defensive end. It's Cure, works it into the front court here for the Cowgirls. Gets it to the top of the key here with Bierman, guarded here by the freshman Haney. Cure at the elbow, turning and facing the bucket, guarded by Ross. Weider is open for three, yes. The last person you want to leave open is Talexa Weider, and she set it and fired it and drilled it. She had 16 and 4 threes. We're tied at 31. First points for Goodland in the second half. Now a zone defense by Goodland. Silver Lake trying to answer in and out on a three by Kruger. And a rebound for Cure. Now Goodland can take the lead here on this possession. Here's Michick, top of the key to Cure. Left side it goes to Bierman. Trying to post up inside is Blocklinger. They don't go to her. Now at the elbow, Cure facing. Putting it on the dribble. Dives into the paint. Weider left wing. Another three again. Oh my goodness. 19 and 5 threes tonight for Talexa Weider, Fort Hays State. They're getting a good one.
Yeah, and that was because Kaybren Kruger doubled down on the post when she didn't need to. You can't leave their best player who just knocked one down. That was right in front of us. And wow, that was a nice shot.
Goodland again back in front by three. McDaniel inside. Shot is good. McDaniel quiets the crowd for a second. She's got 6, 34-33. Goodland by one. Under 2.5 minutes to go in this third.
But you got to find an answer for Wheeler. She's got 5 threes. How about that rejection from McDaniel and then hearing it a foul? Yeah, and McKinley Kruger trying to chase down a loose ball.
Yeah, McDaniel gets a block inside. McKinley Kruger tried to chase it down, runs over Bierman in the corner. So a foul on Kruger. McKinley Kruger, correction there. That is her second foul. Ross comes out. She's played really good as sub is into the game. Dieter checks back in here for Silver Lake. A one-point game at under 2.5 minutes to go. Third quarter, should say. They set it up for Weider. Don't do it again. This time short. And it goes out of bounds. I got to grab you for a second. I was like, she is wide open again. Was expecting it to go in, but not this time.
She's only 5 of 7. She was
well, high percentage is. That's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and she shot that first one in this half was an air ball, but she swished, and that one was a little short. So she's still 5 of 7, which makes her 7 of 8 from the field. She's been very efficient, or 7 of 9. She's very efficient.
Silver Lake with the ball down 1. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Goodland back into his own defense. Here's Farmer, left side on the wing, dribbling back to the top of the key. Hits it right there. It's McKinley Kruger. Now Haney in the corner. Long pass, Farmer left side. Now Haney gets it back top of the key. Little jab fake. Picks it up after 2 dribbles. Now a 3. McKinley Kruger. This is short. And a rebound for Cure. Goodland pushing the tempo up 1 with 90 seconds to go in this third quarter. Midchick nearly had it taken away. Cure thought about a 3. Instead going left side short corner. It's Owens. Owens back up top to Weeders, who is closed out quickly by Haney. Weeders certainly has the size advantage on Haney, trying to back her down a little bit, but goes into the corner. Now Mitchick fires a 3. It is an air ball. Silver Lake gets it back. Out of bounds it goes. Gabriel Kruger back into the game. A minute 13 left in this third as Taylor Ross is going to come back in as well. Dieter and McDaniel's going to go out. Got to preserve McDaniel again, still with the 3 fouls, but Ross also has 3 fouls. It's been a little bit more open, only 4 total fouls here in the third quarter.
A little bit more jump shots and not, a little bit more zone defense for each team also, kind of trying to keep those big players out of foul trouble, picking up a 4.
Here's Ross diving inside through some contact and a good finish for Taylor Ross. She's got 6 off the window there. 35-34, Silver Lake at under 50 seconds to go in the third. Back and forth we go. Here's Weeder diving inside, a little hot move, and gets to the paint, lays it in. 21 now for Telexo Weeder, and it's 36-35 Goodland at 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Kyle Porter saying, let's play for 1 shot. Goodland not pressuring at all, so Silver Lake can play for the final shot here of the third. Cheney awaits in a state championship game tomorrow night. Now Cure comes out and puts a little pressure on McKinley Kruger. Haney, left side pass. It goes to Farmer and falling over and throwing it away as Owens comes away with a steal. 9 seconds to go, and now Haney knocks it out of bounds. Good defense. But 7 seconds to go here in the front court for the Cowgirls with a 1-point lead late in this third.
Yeah, and Silver Lake only turned that over because they had 2 girls in 1 spot, and so someone was running the wrong play. And you know, because they came out pressured, now they get the last 7.2 seconds to work. You have to think it goes to Selecta Weeder here.
She just threw it in. Now 3 seconds to go. She backs out on the wing, moves to her right, throws up a shot. She's fouled and 1. Are you kidding me? It's going to be a 4-point play opportunity with half a second to go.
Yeah, and 2 girls are right there on her. That's just, that's D2 basketball right there. And they got, I saw a number 3.
Trying to see who it was on. There was multiple jerseys around her. But nonetheless, a chance at a 4-point play here for Weeder to close the third. She missed it. But nonetheless, a big 3 for Telexa Weeder. And we got a 4-point game going into the fourth quarter. State championship title game berth is on the line. It's 39-35. But hold on a minute.
I think the table wants to know because Silver Lake, I don't think, has a 32 on their roster.
So, again, yeah, we were trying to see who the foul was on. They didn't put it up or they didn't announce it.
I think what wasn't Haney was Gardner on the ball, so maybe
it might have been Haney,
30?
But nonetheless, I don't think it was anyone in foul trouble. We got to step aside a quick 30, a 4-point Goodland lead going into the fourth. Hang with us. It's been fun. Back after this here on KNZA.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
KNZA.
So the foul at the end of the quarter was on Mariah Farmer, her first. Nonetheless, a 3-pointer right near the buzzer for Goodland. It was almost a 4-point play, but Weeder missed the free throw. She's been the difference for the Cowgirls. She's got 24 and six threes. Goodland, the defending champs, up 39-35 as we start the fourth quarter.
And what, two or three of those six have been contested. That last and one, there was two girls flying out at her, but nothing but bottoms.
So here we go. Trip to the state championship game is on the line. Cheney awaits, and now a whistle and a foul. 5 seconds into the quarter, and I think they get Cabrin Kruger here.
Just her first, though, so.
Team foul number four. So Goodland in the front court continues here with the possession. Here is Bierman with the basketball. Looking for Weeders, and she is bumped and fouled on the wing by Farmer, who just picked up her second. And team foul number five.
Goodland is only 2 of 5 from the free throw line through these first three quarters, but more aggressive in these 10 seconds so late.
Well, Weeder's having a big game, but overall Goodland 7 of 12 from three-point range. That is a very good number. They're up by four to start the fourth. Still with the possession here after a couple early Silver Lake fouls. They go inside to block Linger, and they get her for a travel. Good defense inside by McDaniel and Ross to force a turnover. First possession here for Silver Lake. Down four, early fourth. Phillipsburg will be the opponent for the loser here, and the winner gets Cheney in the title game tomorrow night. Here is Ross at the elbow, diving down to the rack. Uncontested, Taylor Ross for two. She's got eight. 39-37, the Goodland lead is two at 40 seconds into the fourth. Man-to-man defense here by Silver Lake. This is Owens at the top of the key. McDaniel not closing out too much there. Now Weeder here being guarded by Farmer. Up top to Michik. Picks it up prematurely. Right side pass now to Bierman on the wing. Had it knocked away. Kruger a near steal, but Goodland gets it back. Here's Michik at the point. Owens turning, facing the bucket. Left elbow. Now right elbow. It's Bierman for a long two. In and out, no good. And a foul against Goodland on the rebound attempt. And if that's Weeder, that is her fourth.
Yeah, now she's got to be really smart.
I would think she has to come out for a minute or two.
They're going to let her play.
They're going to let her play through it. Wow.
And I think
Owens comes out. Here comes another sub.
Horenick just came in, so.
Okay, so yeah, I was honestly going to be shocked if Weeder at least didn't come out for a minute or two.
I was going to say
she's got to preserve her for a little
super
bit.
Super smart player, so you might trust her, but.
This is your chance for Silver Lake. If you can get Weeder on the bench for a couple of minutes, can he chip in and potentially take a lead? Ross inside, and Ross is taking over. She's got 10. We're tied at 39 all.
Yeah, and they're running that 2-3 zone. They're using her at the elbow, but all the focus is on McDaniel underneath, so she's just able to take the basket and score at will, and she's got 10 now.
A 39 all tie, 90 seconds into the fourth quarter. Here is Michik with the basketball, picks it up right side on the wing. They set it up top. This is Horenick for three, but instead she faked, and it's called for a travel.
Yeah, and they easily could have got Taylor Ross for a fourth foul because they had the elevator play, and she knocked someone over for Goodland, and Horenick just wasn't comfortable because shot was going to be blocked and came back down before she could dump it off. And Silver Lake made a run at the beginning of the third quarter, and they've done the same here, and now they have a chance to take the lead.
39-39 tie, not quite 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. State championship game berth on the line. Why not Ross? Misfiring from the block, but an offensive rebound on the backside by Farmer. Inside, McDaniel spins it in! Kinsey McDaniel with 8 points, 41-39 Silver Lake. 6 minutes to go in this game. Don't touch your dial. Here's Horenick with the basketball, left side to Michik. She'll drive all the way, missing a shot. Offensive rebound, though, keeps it alive for Goodland. And a near travel, now Michik for three. Little strong off the heel. Ross using strong hands to grab that rebound. Ross looks tired. I think she's asking for a sub. 41-39, Silver Lake at 5.5 minutes to go in the game.
And Jesse's back at the table, though, for the Cowgirls. It's Weeder. But Haney, who's trying to stop scoring, come back in for Silver Lake in just a minute.
McDaniel inside over Cure. Shot no good. Had a great look, but Cure able to gather the miss. Now Cure wants to push the tempo. Had it knocked away from behind, but oh, right there, right time. It was Blocklinger who caught it, put it up and in. Tied at 41 with 5 minutes to go. That was just right place, right time. into the front court for Silver Lake, McKinley Kruger. Left side pass to her cousin, Cabrin. Right back to McKinley at the top of the key. Right side to Farmer, and she lost it out of bounds. A turnover by Silver Lake, and here comes Haney back into the game. Also, Weeder and Bierman checking back in for Goodland as well. I would attack Weeder at all costs if I'm Silver Lake. Get her out of the game if you can.
And if she's taking a drive, step in and take a charge. No, don't go up and try and block a shot. No, she's flying in, take a charge. And, you know, we've seen a lot of charges called here at the state tournament on block charge decisions, so might get the benefit of the call.
41-41, tie, 4.5 minutes to go in this state semifinal. Goodland with the basketball. Weeder inside, shot is no good. Cure the offensive rebound, but she's fouled. Goodland has had the rebound advantage all night. And Cure with an offensive rebound there, and she will go to the line for two.
It's only on Haney though. The last foul he could give for Silver Lake, but only the first personal on Haney. So you have no one with four. You have McDaniel and Ross with three, but
Cure will shoot.
That had some bad side
throw. She missed everything there.
That hit the right side of the backboard above the white square. That had massive side spin.
She's a heck of an athlete. 6'1 senior Division II volleyball commit to Regis University outside of Boston.
And the Silver Lake step section was letting her here. She banked that one in, so she's going to quiet him for a second there.
So here goes 1 for 2. She has 5. Goodland retakes the lead at 42-41 with 4:22 to go. Goodland has a few fouls to give. They only have 3 team fouls here in the second half. Here is McKinley Kruger into the front court for Silver Lake. Angles left, hands it off to Dider, who just checked back in. McDaniel inside, shot blocked, but a foul. They'll get Cure with her second. McDaniel a chance at the line to either tie or give her team the lead at 4:09 to go.
And good job carving out space in the middle lane there by McDaniel, and easy turn, catch. She didn't get blocked. Would have finished that, and almost an and one.
McDaniel 8 points tonight, saddled up in the first foul with foul trouble. First free throw is good. Hits the heel, flies into the air 3 feet, drops right through the cup.
This is where every free throw is magnetized now, this last, magnifying these last 4 minutes, and might be overtime if the pace we're going at.
Second free throw, no good. 1 for 2 trip, a 42-42 deadlock at 4 minutes to go in this game.
Oh.
And a heavy collision with Kieran Haney. The whistle stays quiet. Here's Weeder at the top of the key. We've officially passed the halfway point of the fourth quarter. State championship game berth is on the line. Cheney awaits. Here's Weeder, top of the key, and she traveled with it. Hesitation a little too much. Weeder turns it over, and Silver Lake gets it back at 3:49 to go. Deadlocked at 42. Here's Ross back into the game. Dider is out for Silver Lake.
And Silver Lake still has 4 timeouts in Goodland, 3 in surprise. No one's trying to use it. All those girls out there look extremely tired. And fast-paced physical game, and how about a deep one from McKinley Kruger?
McKinley Kruger tried to bring the house down with a deep three, but a long shot means a long rebound. Haney got it, and then she fouled.
I think it's going to be on Mitchick.
If it's Mitchick, that is her second, I believe. Just the 4th team foul. So, again, they still got some fouls to give.
That's going
to
be the 5th. I had that one on here just a moment ago. So that's 5. That's
so
one more
foul
to give,
number
though,
5,
yeah.
Okay.
But like I said, free throw is going to be magnified here.
42-42 tie. Under now 3.5 minutes to go in this game. Here's Ross in the paint. One-handed shot, short, tipped around. Weeder has the rebound. That was a good look for Ross. She was hitting those shots earlier in this game, but unable to convert there. Goodland with it back. Tied at 42 with just under 3:20 to go in this game. Here's Bierman, top of the key, closed out by Haney. Mitchick gets a touch right side. And now Ross, a near steal, but Cure had it knocked away. And now bodies collide on the far sideline, and no foul as McKinley Kruger is slow to get up.
And her and Jordan Owens had a major collision, and they're calling that out of bounds, I guess. And
it's going to be Goodland basketball with 3:06 to go, still tied at 42.
Silver Lake fans aren't going to like that, but I mean, both of them were just going after and just kind of collided. So I don't know if you really call that a foul on anyone. Just
hustle
play, yeah.
I'm fine with it. Goodland, chance to take the lead. Mitchick drives, layup good. Nobody picked her up, and it was an easy deuce for Jaxie Mitchick. She's got seven, 44-42. Goodland at 2:50 to go in the state tournament semifinal. Every possession magnified now. Here's McKinley Kruger. Now Haney, left side on the wing. Kruger gets the back top of the key. Right side to Farmer. Open McKinley Kruger, a three. She got it. McKinley Kruger, her second triple. Silver Lake takes the lead. 2.5 minutes to go in a timeout. It's a full. We'll step aside. 45-44 Silver Lake. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake 66 has been serving you since 2004, proudly supporting all Silver Lake athletics. For food, fuel, and more, contact 582-5428. Silver Lake 66, celebrating with the Eagles, right off Highway 24 in Silver Lake. Wiener's Thriftway in Silver Lake, serving you, locally owned and operated for over 100 years. Proud to support Silver Lake Eagle Athletics. Open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Wiener's Thriftway in Silver Lake. Go Eagles!
Kansaland Radio.
McKinley Kruger with the biggest shot of the game so far for Silver Lake. 2:32 to go. Just a three drilled right before that last timeout, giving Silver Lake a 45-44 lead. Again, 2:32 to go in this state semifinal. Goodland has won 37 straight games. The longest current winning streak in the state, all classes, boys and girls. And the Cowgirls getting everything from this Silver Lake team here tonight. Here we go, out of the timeout. Silver Lake by one, now under 2.5 to go as Kier walks it into the front court. Hands it off to Bierman right there. Man-to-man defense here by Silver Lake. Kier left side, gets it to Weeder, right now guarded by Farmer. Now Mitchett gets a touch, right side to Bierman. Down to 2:10 to go. Weeder again in between the rings out high. Owens gets a touch at the elbow, facing the bucket. They want Weeder inside. They didn't find her. Now they go inside to Weeder, and she is fouled from behind by Mariah Farmer, who picks up her third.
Team
foul number seven. So Weeder's going to go to the line, a chance to give her team the lead. She scored 13 of Goodland's first 14 points. She has a game-high 24. She has been on fire. The Fort Hays State commit. 2:03 to go. Weeder's first. Good. Tied at 45. Now 25 in the game for Telexo Weeder. 45-45 tie. 2:03 to go. The next free throw, good as well. Clutch free throws by Weeder. 26 on the night. And Goodland has retaken the lead with 2 minutes to go. 46-45. Big possession here for Silver Lake. Here's Ross, left side in the corner. Curls to the elbow. They're looking for McDaniel inside. Knocked away. And Owens has a steal for the Cowgirls. Goodland quickly into the front court. Mitchick inside. Owens shot. Good. Owens with four. 48-45. Goodland with 1:33 to go. Farmer trying one for the tie, in and out, and ripped away by Kruger. They get a jump ball, and Silver Lake has the possession at 1:26 to go.
And Goodland almost got charged because Weeder and a teammate of hers were fighting over that rebound, and Kruger came in there for the jump. But
big play by Kruger. Huge possession here for Silver Lake. They're down three at 1:26 to go. Nice cut. Ross open for two, and Kyle Porter wants a timeout. Ross has 12. Silver Lake back to within one at 48-47 at 1:22 to go. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here.
I'm about to say, you don't need a three. You have plenty of time to foul. I mean, you're already in the bonus on their side, but, well, fantastic game and been close all throughout. Goodland jumped out like that 20-13 lead, and feel like Battle Bag has been close ever since, but, you know, you have to think, if they're going to run a play to score here for Goodland, it's going to be a look for Alexa Weeder.
Right.
But if not, just I would try and foul someone other than Alexa Wheeler or Weeder. I'd probably foul Lindsay Kier after seeing her shoot that one free throw off the side of the backboard, and then she banked in the second one. So if she's on the floor, I'd try and foul her if she touches the basketball. But it is just a one-and-one.
Owens, Bierman, Kier, Michik, and Weider on the floor for Goodland out of the timeout. Ross, you got both Krugers, McKinley and Cabrin. Right now McDaniel is on the bench as Haney is out there as well with also Farmer. Here we go, out of the timeout. Goodland pushing it into the front court. The half-court trap here set. Weider has it. Driving baseline floater, swish. Kalexa Weider now with 28 points. Back to a three-point Goodland lead, 50-47 with 1:03 to go. Silver Lake don't need to force, and they do force a three. Weider gets the miss, and now under a minute to go, Goodland has it back, and Weider is fouled by Haney. Cabrin Krueger tried to force a three with a body right in front of her, and it was an air ball. And now 54 seconds to go. Weider is fouled, and she will shoot a 1-1.
Yeah, but Silver Lake, you still got plenty of time, and you know,
54 seconds in a one-possession game
Weider,
is an eternity.
Yeah, and especially since you're fouling, it's still just a 1-1. Weeder's 2-3, so she did, or 2-4, or 2-3. This is her fourth attempt to have her down for. So she is human from the free throw line.
And she spins in the first free throw. 29 in the game for the Fort Hays State commits, and it's now a four-point lead for the Cowgirls at 54 seconds to go. Whether this goes in or not, this will be the biggest possession for Silver Lake this season. The second one is strong, no good, but a four-point advantage for Goodland, 50 seconds to go. Here's Haney into the front court, gets a high ball screen, dives in, kicks left, Krueger open. She missed a three. McDaniel, the rebound, fouled, and she will shoot two with 41.7 to go. Huge offensive rebound for Kinsey McDaniel, and now she'll have two big throws coming her way.
And she would like to get an and one there, a chance to cut it to one, but we're still 41.7 left on the clock, so.
McDaniel's first, swish. She's got 10, makes it 51-48. Goodland by three at 41.7 seconds to go.
Like I said, you can't let the ball get to Weider. You got to foul someone like Lindsay Keir or someone.
Second, no good. Missed it. Tipped around. McDaniel gets her own rebound. Missing the putback. Ross gets another one, and she is fouled. How about it? Taylor Ross now going to the line with 37 seconds to go. Not a second, but a third opportunity there on an offensive rebound, and now Ross, a chance to get her team back to within one.
And they give that to Keir, which is their third, but I thought McDaniel might have got fouled as somehow that ball ended up back in her hands. And
big free throws here for Taylor Ross. First one, no good. Rims it out. Stays 51-48. 37 seconds remaining in the game. Ross has been great tonight. She has 12 points.
And I think I just read the list of Kyle Porter there. So, like, if this goes in, they're going to call a full timeout here.
Free throw is good. Timeout for Silver Lake. 13 in the game for Ross. 51-49. We're going to go ahead and keep it right here. 37 seconds remaining in this game. Cowgirls trying to win their 38th in a row. But it is not coming easy against this Silver Lake team.
No, and like I said, it comes down to free throws. And Silver Lake just went 2-4 from the line. So a pair of 1-2 trips. And, you know, the ball's going to be inbound and select a Weider. So I would trap her, but don't foul her. And let someone else, and then go foul someone else, whoever she passed the ball to. Because if she's going to hold on to it, take that 10 seconds. But, like I said, Lindsay Keir will be one. If Block Lightner's out there, she's one of two, but no one else is free throw. Olivia Lehman did, but she left with an injury early in the game, so. You know.
Weider right now is the, I mean, outside of Weider, Silver Lake's done a great job on everybody else, but Weider right now, again, 29 in the game, she has been the difference, really right now, for Goodland, getting back into this game, taking the lead, and getting to where they are.
And I say that, she's made six threes, but she's 3 of 5 from the line, but. You have to think she's probably going to get at least one, probably two more times than not. And if she does get the ball, I would just trap her, not foul her. You don't have the arrow on a jump, but Lindsay Kirsten on the floor, like I said, I feel like that would be her prime. She's going to inbound, which is smart by Coach Bierman.
But
anybody but Talexa Weider has to be shooting the last 1-1 down here for Goodland.
37 seconds to go. Goodland by two with the ball. Have to go the full length of the floor. Here's the trap by Silver Lake. And instead of a tie-up, they call a foul.
They're trying to
reach in
for the
jump. 1-1 is coming up, yeah. It looked like it could have gone either way, but they get the foul here on Cabrin Krueger. And a 1-1 coming up here for Goodland. 33 and a half seconds to go. And they did, of course, as we thought. They got it into Weider. And she will shoot these. And who's having a monster night. 29 points, 16 of which in the second half. The Fort Hays State commit. Big free throws here. First one, good. Boy, she is calm, cool, collective at the line. Now with 30 in the game. 52-49 Goodland. 33.6 seconds to go, and another big one coming up here for Weider. On the way. Got it. And a timeout for Goodland. 31 for Telexa Weider. And it is a 30, so again, we'll keep it right here, which is 33.6 seconds remaining, and now Silver Lake down 4. Right. What do you see as kind of a play call here? How quickly do you need to work? Do you necessarily need a three? What do you think?
I think you could draw up a play for a three to McKinley Kruger. Not down 2, she knocked down 4 there tonight, but you can still get to the rim, and just a 2-point game. 33.6 seconds, you'd have to quickly, you'd probably call it your last timeout and try and foul someone other than Telexa Weider. I don't think you need a three unless it's a wide open look. And don't put up a bad shot here. You still have plenty of time to work.
Both teams are in the bonus. 33 and a half seconds to go. Goodland 53, Silver Lake 49. Silver Lake will have the ball. They got to go the full length of the floor, but Goodland's going to back off. It'll be Cabrin Kruger to throw it into Haney. Haney picks it up. Here we go. 31 seconds and counting. Haney into the front quarter. Team down 4. They set it up for Ross on the block. Hook shot. Good. Taylor Ross, a big bucket. 15 and a quick timeout. 53-51. Now down to 25.7 seconds to go. We're not going anywhere.
Now that's the last one for Silver Lake, but I said now. Now you're guaranteed 2 down here for Goodland. It's going to be your 10th team foul, but it has to be someone other than Telexa Weider.
Weider, 31 in the game.
31 to 53.
He's been sensational tonight. A little bit more balance for Silver Lake. They got 3 in double figures, led by Taylor Ross with 15. She's had a monster night. Cabrin Kruger has 13. Kenzie McDaniel has 10.
And 18 this half for Weider. She had 13 in the first quarter and got fouled with her third foul in that second quarter. Didn't score and put up 18 and 11 in the third and 7 more here. But
so, again, preserving McDaniel as she's not out on the floor here on this defensive possession. You got Haney, Ross,
yeah, and
the Krugers, and then Farmer.
Yeah, surprisingly, Ross and McDaniel never got their fourth foul in any way. So you don't have anyone that you have a couple people with a trio with 3 and Ross, Farmer, and McDaniel. But you don't have to worry about losing anybody.
You know it'll be an offense for defense. You know as soon as a foul's committed or they can get a steal. Okay. McDaniel's going to come right back into the game, but 25.7 seconds remain. Goodland by 2. They're throwing it in. They get it into Weider, and she lost it. It's still on the floor. Weider picks it up, gets
now,
it over to Bierman.
He got a foul.
Down to 18 seconds. They still haven't fouled, and there it is. Finally, they foul Weider.
Yeah, and when
16 seconds.
When Haley Bierman had the basketball, that was the time to foul, and you almost lost the ball, but
it looked like Silver Lake tried to foul, but again, there just wasn't enough there, and that's kind of a 50-50 call for the officials, and this time they let it go. So a few more seconds came off the clock. Weider to shoot 2 with 16.3 seconds to go, and her team up 2. Weider's first. Got it. Man, she has been nailed here tonight. Now 32 in the game. 54-51 Goodland. This is a monster one here.
6 of 8 from the line. Losing the last 3 in a row. And
oh, she missed it.
So
14 seconds. Here we go. Silver Lake down 3. Haney from the logo. Missing. Fighting for the rebound is Kruger. 7 seconds. They get it back. Haney again from downtown. That one's good. Goodland gets the rebound. 1 second to go. And the foul is called with 0.5.
No, they got a jump ball, but it goes to Goodland has the arrow, though.
So they called a jump ball, but there's less than a second to go.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and Haney.
And a timeout for Goodland. There's just a half second remaining. Goodland will have the ball and a 3-point lead. Wow.
Yeah, and I don't know about Haney shooting it from 40 feet on the initial.
Man, that was.
And then I thought she kind of forced
gutsy.
The second attempt too. But they're out of timeout, so it's not like they could have set one up, but I mean, you've got to throw the, you could throw the ball off of someone, the game's over. So I think Goodland's essentially picked up their 38th win because...
Well, you can essentially just launch it up the floor.
Silver Lake has to steal the inbound in one motion, shoot a three. So I just...
I don't think they're going to put any time back on the clock. It's just a half second, literally 0.5. Man.
Goodland's going to escape again by beating Silver Lake in a nail-biter in the semi. So they're going to pick up their 38th win in a row. I think this has got to be the final score, unless Silver Lake just puts up a, gets a steal and is outside the three-point arc
fires up
a miracle and it goes in.
If I'm Goodland, you just huck it all the way up the floor.
Yeah, I mean,
just
launch
it.
You could just throw it off a Silver Lake girl if you wanted to.
Man, Silver Lake, what a game they have played tonight, but it looks like it's going to come up short. Just a half second remaining after the jump ball. Goodland will throw it in from the opposite end of where their basket is. Kier is going to throw it in. And they dump it into Weider, and that's the ball game. The Cowgirls win their 38th consecutive game, and now one victory away from defending their state championship. An incredible effort by Silver Lake, but they will play Phillipsburg tomorrow at noon for third place here in Hutchinson. Our final score, Goodland 54, Silver Lake 51, and our post-game show is next. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Man, a nail-biter, but Goodland wins it. We'll talk about it a little bit more right after this.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center with Dr. Shannon Weber and her team are passionate about what they do and are happy to share the dedication with the community. Locally owned veterinary clinic and pet supply center right off Chestnut Street in Silver Lake. Proud to support Silver Lake Athletics.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you. Whether you're looking for new equipment or expanding your current operation, Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at stockgrowers.biz, in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
Gambino's Pizza, right off Circle Drive in Silver Lake, wants you to get in on the action of Pizza Madness. The epic bracket matchup of Meat Cravers versus Chicken Alfredo Pizza. Go to the Gambino's Pizza Silver Lake Facebook page to vote for your favorite one. You may enter a chance for a free medium one-topping pizza, with the winner announced March 13th. Everyone that comments is eligible to win a $250 pizza party at the end of the Pizza Madness bracket. Gambino's Pizza in Silver Lake. Cheering on Silver Lake at State Basketball in Hutchinson. Go Lady Eagles!
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManicle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Taryn Ray, Consumer Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We offer competitive interest rates and terms on new and older vehicles. If you have a car that you found that you're interested in and you give me that information, then I can give you a look at your payment amount and if that fits in your budget. So you can go to a dealership and buy a car with confidence.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
KNZA.
The Class 3A Girls State Championship game is set for tomorrow afternoon as it'll be Cheney against Goodland. Goodland survives their 38th straight win as they beat Silver Lake 54-51 for a second consecutive year in the semifinals. Brandon Tabman with you, Trenton Craxner alongside Colin Feldkamp is in studio. We'll do one more break here before we wrap things up. So a little bit of an extended post game as the other boys' semifinal will come up here in about a half hour. But, partner, again, it was a lot of fun. This game was close from the jump. We expected it to be a grind, and Silver Lake had a great third quarter, battling back after being down by five at halftime. They took a lead and back and forth affair into the fourth quarter, and honestly, a couple of opportunities for Silver Lake to make some big buckets to potentially win or maybe get it to overtime. Nonetheless, it just didn't go their way, and they'll play for third place tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's like the Weeder, man. 10 of 15 from the field, 6 of 8 from 3, 6 of 9 from the line. Made like 5 in a row at one point from the line. Fortunately, missed that final one. They had a chance down 3, but 32 out of the 54, clear-cut player of the game, and honestly, that's the reason Silver Lake lost. I mean, otherwise, Silver Lake was very good and just didn't do enough to stop Selecta Weeder and proved why she's going to Fort Hays State next year.
Yeah, Fort Hays State, they got a good one with Selecta Weeder. 32 points and 7 rebounds, leading the way for Goodland as they are now 25-0, defending champs, and now won 38 straight games. We're due one more timeout. We'll take it now. Come back and go through some of the final numbers the rest of the game, and we'll close it out. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 ton, 3 quarter tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
KNZA.
Back one final time as we got to wrap things up here in just a minute or two. Brandon Tabman, Trenton Craxner, Colin Feldkamp as the final boys semifinal here in 3A coming up momentarily. But how about just a final thought here? Again, we saw a great game. Goodland has a chance to defend their championship. They'll play Cheney tomorrow. But Silver Lake, they'll play for third place. And I know you won't be alongside with me, partner, but real quick, Silver Lake going to get a Phillipsburg team who lost their first game of the year against Cheney. They're 24-1, and they got the best player in the state, Terrence Sides, who's going to K-State, averaging about 26 a game, one of just a handful of players in the history of the state to go over 2,000 career points. I know you won't be here, but again, Silver Lake's going to have another tough one tomorrow with arguably the best player in the state.
And you're basically playing Selecta Weeder again. Essentially, it's like do enough to contain her, get her in foul trouble, you know, make everything tough on her and make everyone else kind of beaten. They did that for the most part. I mean, Weeder had 32 of the 54 today, so our teammates did just enough to help her out. And it's going to be a similar situation tomorrow, though, with Sides for Phillipsburg.
Well, anyways, we appreciate everyone who's been hanging with us here these last few days. We do got one more broadcast coming your way tomorrow for the Silver Lake girls as they will play for third place here at the state tournament. They will take on Phillipsburg, who entered as the unbeaten top seed, but now 24-1 after their semifinal loss earlier today to Cheney. 58-49. But again, it'll be Silver Lake and Phillipsburg tomorrow at noon. We'll have coverage right here on KNZA. So again, thanks to Colin and